a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Two underway of the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network, KU Satellite, and on micro-broadcast low-power FM stations all over the country. And that's what we're talking about tonight is micro-broadcasting. We're being joined by Mike Jones of the Texas Resistance Radio Network. And at the moment, we're talking with Clarence in Oklahoma. Okay, I think we answered question number one.
Right.
How about question number two?
Okay. Question number two is, now that I think about it, is I talked to you here a couple of weeks ago, and I'm probably not far. I'm going to give my position away to whoever wants to listen. I don't care anymore.
I think you're in the little burg that I went to high school at, right?
Del City.
Yeah.
I went to Crooked Oak, but that's another story. But at any rate, what I was wondering is, I was always interested in doing this. I have a bedroom. I'm retired. I have nothing. I mean, This is what I do during the day. And I could, but then if they're going to set up the Oklahoma City station again,
right?
Would it be, and I want to ask him this, would it be, should I even wonder about trying to buy or broadcast myself or what?
Well, I'd say you want to wait until it's up and see how strong it's going, and you know, see if you can pick it up, and then just analyze whether you can, you know, stretch that listening area.
If the signal is the same as it was last time, my answer to that would be yes.
Okay, so yeah, it wouldn't hurt to have like a. Almost like a repeater, but not exactly, you know.
Yeah, it would be, and it would probably be on a different frequency so they didn't overlap.
Yeah, so it didn't overlap, yeah, for sure. And that being the case, well, I'll tell you how old I am from my radio days, 37 years ago. You had to have a third-class radio telephone license to even talk on the radio back then.
Yeah, I remember those days.
And they finally deregulated all that stuff down, so...
Yeah, now you don't even have to have a license. The only person has to, and from what I, if I remember right, even the engineers don't even have to be licensed.
Right.
Just the radio station has to just sign off on it that these people are qualified. And I've seen some real winners walk through the door, believe me.
I'm sure you have. Well, you know, when I think about it, I thought back in those days, you know, they taught the old, you remember the old first telephone, first class radio telephone?
Yep. Yeah,
they taught the test. You could go to a place where they teach the test.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you could be a transmitter engineer, but you didn't mean you knew anything, you know.
they actually had to hire
real engineers to figure out what was going on.
Yeah, a lot of that was true. Yeah, but my answer to that second question, Clarence, would definitely be yes.
Okay, I'll keep your number in mind, and I've got your contact numbers, so I'll talk to you later.
All right, excellent. All right, we're going to grab a break. We'll come back. In just a minute, this is the Midnight Rider. If you'd like to join us, the number 800-313-9443.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Join us again is 800-313-9443. Chat rooms are open right now, both at republicbroadcasting.org and at midnightridershow.com. And there are questions flying in the chat room. And one interesting question that did come up, Mike, is does the antenna and stuff, the tower and everything, pick up radio and everything else like television? Of course, the answer in this case is no. Because it's used to transmit a signal only, but a good question because a lot of people think it might go both ways.
For broadcasting,
yeah,
I'm sure maybe some ingenious person out there could make it work that way, but not,
they could
not me.
Hey, I'm broadcasting live with 300 watts, and I'm watching I Love Lucy rerun. There we go. Jim in New York, welcome to the program.
How you doing, guys?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Not too bad. Now, you know, Mike, I've spoken to you before.
Right.
I chose AM.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. I chose AM to broadcast on because here, now I've been listening to this, and I'm sorry, your guest name is Mike, too, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're Mike Squared tonight, had the other Mike, we'd be Mike Cubed.
Yeah, that would have been interesting.
Yeah.
You're saying that where you are now, you said that the FCC sent you some letters, you just kind of basically ignored the whole thing.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. Well, the only thing I'm wondering about, see, like, where I am, we're very close to the Canadian border. The FMs here are very, very crowded. There's a whole bunch of translators all over the place. Lots of Canadian stations. So the band's very crowded.
How close? How many miles?
Oh, I can, well, let's see. If I go over about two streets west of me, I'm at the river. I can see the country. I can see the other country.
Okay.
That's how close. And
are you trying to reach into who is your targeted listening area in the United States or Canada or both?
Just in the United States.
Well, you can get a directional antenna and just aim it towards the United States.
No, I know. I'm running AM right now, and I'm going out a little over a mile, okay? But I'm doing it with 100 milliwatts,
right?
With a base-loaded vertical antenna that I built, and a whole bunch of ground radials and a big big plot. So I'm doing pretty good with this. Sounds pretty good. But I chose to stay away from FM, and I just wanted to mention this because it is so damn crowded. And around here, I know people personally who, driving back and forth to work every day, scan the FM band and have heard iPod transmitters and call the FCC. Because, you know, we got an office right here in Buffalo.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, I just wanted to, I just chose to stay away from that and just not get involved in the FM thing. Seems to me that's a little risky.
Well, we like I said before, we have had two transmitters running in San Antonio, one in Dallas, one in Houston, several in Austin, and all of those areas are very crowded. You can find, if you do your homework and you shake the bushes hard enough, you can find an open frequency where you can put it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just a matter of just looking hard enough and really doing your homework.
Mm-hmm.
But, I with where you're at, I don't know that I'd even mess with it. I don't know about any, I don't know anything about Canadian rules and regulations, and I certainly wouldn't want to irritate them counties up there.
Well, I'll be honest with you. The Canadian rules, I checked into it, they're actually far more lenient on FM low-power, unlicensed broadcasting than we are.
That doesn't surprise me.
No. I mean, we're, the only rule that sticks out in my head with Part 15, and this is what this all comes under, I suppose, or what we're supposed to all be following, at least, is that on FM, there really is no designated power level. It's the 250 microvolt per meter rule. And that's what they're, you know, if they're going to come out, that's what they're going to be looking at. Now, you, I mean, apparently, you're saying that you're in an area, I mean, I understand the band's crowded there, too. FM band's crowded everywhere, just about, really. But,
well, I where I started from out in Fredericksburg, it's really not that crowded. I mean, I'm about 75, 80 miles from Austin, and I can still pick up some of the high-power FMs there. But there certainly is more frequencies open and available out here. As a matter of fact, I've already changed the frequency once this year, and we're probably going to change it one more time because there's just a few stations that wash us out, 25, 30 miles out that we're trying to avoid.
Now, you're not having any problem, though, stepping on your neighbors, though, right?
No.
Okay. So you're not hitting your first adjacent or anything?
Nope, no, and we usually have a top-of-the-hour break with an 800 number, which tells people if there's any interference with any licenses or pre-existing networks, please call our 800 number and let us know. We try and handle the problems before the FCC gets a hold of them.
Right, okay. Well,
and a lot of the stuff being built now, a lot of the off-the-shelf stuff now, Jim, has pretty good filtering in it, and so you don't have the other harmonics that you would have just off of like an old homemade rig somebody's, put together with a soldering iron.
Yeah, you're talking about the old homebrew stuff.
Yeah.
No. Actually, I know somebody bought one of those Chinese transmitters off eBay, by the way.
Right.
7 watts, and he's using this little he's using this little antenna sideways, actually, and he's hitting he's doing about 6 miles.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
No. No, so, and then later on you can put that up, match that up with an amplifier,
right.
and really go great guns.
Right, and just for the record too, you mentioned Mike the guest. You mentioned about the not being able to do breaks if you're using a satellite dish, and why are you not able to do breaks if you use a satellite dish?
Well, I should probably clarify that. I can't do them automated. I use a Ramsey FM-100, which has got a microphone jack, and I can do breaks, and I can do them live. It's just it gets to be kind of a pain in the butt when you're, you know, waiting for the bottom of the hour to come around to do a break. But I like to do the computer automated ones that kick in every hour. You don't have to be here.
Right. Well, I'm using a Q-tone box, though, so that helps.
I know nothing about that, but I know there's lots of ways of remedying that problem.
Yeah, there's ways to do it. And by the way, Zara Radio does do a good job, Mike, the host, of switching back and forth between different things. It does a great job at that. And,
and
you know, we talked before, you know, when we sent via email, it does exactly what it's supposed to do, and the price is right.
The price is certainly right.
Yeah, I like
definitely.
Free, man.
yeah, at free you can't beat it. There's also a piece of software for Linux users called Rivendell, which runs on FreeBSD. That at one point in time had a lot of development going into it and was pretty tricked out, and it was free as well. And it's still there, but last I checked, there was not any new development with it. And this Zara version has been around for about a year, and I've a little over a year, because I've been using it a little over a year,
right?
And I've not had any problems with it, and I've installed it on a number of computers, because I've done programs from so many different locations,
right?
And I've never had a problem with it running,
right? Well, you know, the thing is too is that right now, you know, because I'm finishing up the studio here, everything's done balanced, so it sounds good. Everything into an equalizer to stay within the confines of the 10 kilohertz required on AM. I'm trying to do it all as legit as possible, so if the Uncle Charlie does come around, they can take a look all they want, but they're not going to find anything wrong here.
Jim, I think you raise a good point, Mike. I think you'll agree is that as long as you have a clean signal and what you're putting out is clean, from a quality standpoint and a technical standpoint, I think your chances of being left alone are that much better.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that's the trick, Mike. You can't, you know, the thing is, if you, like, again, on AM now, you're only allowed 10 kilohertz bandwidth max. You
right.
have to be gone at 10.2 kilohertz. Can't have anything bleeding off, you know, on either side of you.
Yeah.
You do that, that's easily done with an equalizer. Every frequency over 8,500 is down 20 decibels. It's gone.
Right.
And then I go into a used, and by the way, I got most of this on eBay, a used Yamaha limiter compressor noise gate. It is
sure.
loud. It is in your face. And I'm sounding just as good as any of the license. In fact, I sound better than some of the license stations around here.
Yeah. Well, we'll mash it with that compressor and make that baby huff and puff, and it'll be nice and loud. And I imagine that's what you're doing.
That's what I'm doing. I just want to be loud. I want to get it, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's nice, you know, and you're right. It is a good feeling to drive, you know, to drive around the neighborhood and hit 1,000 homes around here in this big circle I got and hear what's and actually hear it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
So,
Jim, thanks for the call.
Hey,
I appreciate
take care,
it.
Guys.
Thank you. Have a good night. Yeah, that's got to be one of the most satisfying feelings, I would imagine, from your standpoint, Mike, is that, you know, when you're rolling in and out of Austin in your area and the other cities that you put up. Micros, that's got to be a huge feeling of satisfaction as you drive by and see all the people that it can possibly touch.
Oh, it's very, very fulfilling. And in Austin, fortunately, we have two stations there, so we have choice between Patriot Radio and, you know, you've experienced both Austin and Oklahoma City, so you know what it's like to have it, and I really feel for those people that haven't had it. Because it is definitely nice to be able to drive around and just push a button on your radio and hear, you know, real Patriot Radio as opposed to commercial.
Yeah, most certainly. And look, folks, if you need announcements cut, you put up a micro, you need them cut, email me at mike@midnightridershow.com. I'll cut them for free and send them to you in an MP3 by email or whatever, however you need it. Plus, when we come back, I'll tell you how you can record your own announcements again with free software. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more of the Midnight Rider. We're talking micro broadcasting tonight. The number 800-313-9443 if you want to join us.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Micro broadcasting tonight here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mike, what do you use to record your announcements?
What am I using? Well, I forget. Let me pull it up here real quick. I haven't put a brake on in a while because the system has been down.
Right.
Cool Edit.
Cool Edit. Okay.
I'm sure you got the strings for that.
I have a little bit, and you had to pay for that one, though, right?
No, that's a bootleg from somebody.
Okay. All right. Well, cool. For people that are going to put one up and want a free solution, there's a program called Audacity that's free. I mean, there are programs. Cool Edit will blow Audacity away. But for making announcements, you can actually do – well, the Midnight Rider intro was done with Audacity. There's a lot of things that you can do with it. It's free. Just Google Audacity and it'll take you. You can go to the site and get that. A microphone. Radio Shack sells a decent microphone for $30. You can actually just plug it into the microphone and get a cable that will plug into the back of the computer and you're good to go. And you can make your announcements right there and put them all on MP3 and then boom, moving them over to whatever your computer you're using to plug your stuff back on. Nice and easy. So that's quick and easy to do. One thing we probably didn't talk about enough, we talked a little bit about the antenna, but the height of the antenna, I think, is one of the key things as well. The higher you can get that thing up, with FM especially, the better off you're going to be.
The higher up, the further out you go, and the more watts, the more penetrating power.
Right. So explain penetrating power to people, because I mean, because one person I was talking to tonight said, well, this is supposed to get out 15 miles.
Well, and, out here in Fredericksburg, it's an old German community, and a lot of the houses here are made of white stone that's 6 inches thick.
Wow.
And it just, for those people inside their houses, unless they have adapted these rabbit ears to their stereos and are running some kind of wires outside, they're just not going to get it, because I'm about 7 miles from Fredericksburg. And also, I've noticed some of the commercial buildings. I've gone into Walmart and tried to tune in my station there, but because of the structure, it wouldn't pick it up. So the more watts, the more you can penetrate these buildings, like the stone buildings and the metal buildings.
Yeah, yeah. And is there a preference in like cable that you want to use?
Well, as far as running up to the antenna, the thicker the better, obviously. There's only a couple kinds you want to use, and I can never remember what they are. I'm sure you do.
No, I think somebody said RG213 was the best.
Yeah.
And I think RG6 is out there. There was another RG8, I think it is.
Anything but Radio Shack stuff.
Exactly. if it's flat and has two wires, don't buy it. That's good for receiving, but it ain't no good for transmitting.
Buy a computer microphone from Walmart for $10 or $15. I've been using for 7 years. It works great.
Yeah, I mean, like I was saying, there was one of the microphones we use here in this studio. I picked up at Radio Shack for $30. It's got a nice, decent sound. And I don't use it. I actually use the good mic, so I leave that one for Kimberly. But even the mic that I've got, that's the main mic in my studio, I bought off eBay for $40. So, I mean, this doesn't have to cost you an arm and a leg. You can go, and just by doing your research and searching out and a little bit of patience, you can come up with a lot of equipment for a lot less than what you might pay for it, just buying everything off the shelf. And if you're electronically handy, Mike, you can save yourself even more money.
Right. We certainly, again, have got all these contacts now that we didn't have with Mike in Montana and yourself and me and I think it was John up in New York.
John's up in New York, right.
Yeah, and surprised we haven't heard from him. But anyway, we've got so many contacts now that we just didn't have years ago. It's just it's a whole lot easier. And I know we put up a station in as little as 4 hours, and that's pulling up in the driveway and setting everything up and raise the antenna, tune it, you know, tie it off with guy wires and leaving, and that's pretty good.
That must have been close to a beach. That or it was cold.
I'm waiting for somebody down in Corpus to call. I'd love to put one up down there. I'd even furnish the equipment.
Just let me know where. Location.
You going to meet me down there and help me put it up?
I just might do that, most certainly. Most certainly. That would be fun. And because, you know, Mike, the more stations we can get up, literally the bigger impact we can have. And I think Austin is a key indicator of that, of what activists in that city have been able to accomplish. I mean, just look at Jack Blood and Alex. You know, the number of people they're able to get to go to an event. We'll talk about that when we come back. You're plugged into the Midnight Rider. We're talking micro broadcasting tonight. Our number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Don't go anywhere. Back here in just a couple of minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Here on the Midnight Rider, you need help investing your money. RBN sponsor Onesti Investment Advisors. Looks after your investments. Use Onesti Investment Advisors to invest for retirement, fund education, lower taxes, reduce investment risk, enhance return potential, increase retirement income, and protect against the falling dollar. There's the key right there. Visit www.onestiadvisors.com. It's www.onestiadvisors.com. Pick up the phone and call them in the morning at 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. They're on mountain time, so if you're on the East Coast, don't call them at 7. We're talking about micro-broadcasting tonight. Our guest is Mike Jones of the Texas Resistance Radio Network, and he's been kind enough to join us tonight to talk once again about micros. We've had such great response from people asking about it. We knew we needed to do another show. And we've got John in New York who's holding. John, we've been waiting on you, dude.
Oh, okay. I was just sitting here like Lurch off of Adam's Family and waiting for you to say you rang, you know?
Hey, John.
Hi, Mike. Mr. Jones.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
I wanted to get you to spell out that software that you're using. I'm learning some things also here. I'm not automated. I just strictly take everything all hands-on here. What's that software that you're using for jingles or commercials?
Zara Radio, Z-A-R-A.
No, I got that one. I got that
okay,
one.
Audacity.
No, I got that one, too. It was the other one that Mike Jones was using.
Oh, you don't want to use the one I'm using.
You don't? Oh.
It's called Sam Broadcaster.
It stinks.
Not Sam. That was the other one instead of
Cool Edit. Cool Edit was the
cool,
one he talked
cool
about.
Something or other.
Cool Edit, yeah. That's
is
great.
Is it with a K?
No, C-O-L.
Okay.
L.
Well, sometimes in these software guys, they'll spell things, you know, funky.
Right. Yeah. No, most of the time they do. You're right. Yeah, I got Cool Edit from Chris up at RBN, and I'm sure he could probably burn your copy and send it to you.
Well, that's okay. I probably can find it. If you could spell that, that'd be good for me. Is it Cool Edit?
Yeah, let me get over to my computer here and pull it up again. All right, here, Pokey, come on.
While you're looking for that, I'll rattle off a couple things.
Cool.
One site that everybody should go to while they're doing their planning and thinking and stuff like that, maybe even before you buy a kit, actually before you buy a kit, you wonder what frequencies you have available. Go to radio minus sign locator and put in your zip code. That's .com. Radio minus locator .com and put in your zip code and look what's available. I find that a lot of areas, what's mostly available across the country is 87.9. That seemed to be, I think there's only two places in the country that are even using that, and one's in California. So that looks like an open channel for everybody. It'd be easier once you go town to town to see what Patriots are on if they're all in the low end there.
Well, and the great thing about that is when anybody puts a new battery in their car and they turn the radio on, that's the first place the radio goes.
Right.
Most
the only
certainly.
Problem with that, from what I understand, the common antenna, you can't tune the antenna down that far. It's got to be higher up.
That's what I got my Comet set on.
Oh, really? And it actually works?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I had it set even lower, 877. And I was using that for a while, and I found that a lot of car radios don't go quite that far. But they'll go at 879.
What I have on here is Cool Edit Pro.
Okay, Cool Edit Pro. I'm just not sure how to spell Cool Edit.
But I think if you Google that, you'll find it. And like I said, if you can't, Chris up at RBN will help you.
Pro. Okay.
Put your hands on it.
And another thing that people might want to think about, if they're putting up, once they get the frequency and the antenna and all this stuff, they're going to put up that big tower, if they have available funds to put up a tower, is to maybe put a second antenna wire and a second antenna up as a backup. Maybe one day you want to have two stations running or something like that, but that would save you from climbing in case one gets hit by lightning, you have a backup antenna, because it's a lot of work to put one of those things, if it's put up 100 feet and all guide wires and all that stuff like that. When you're putting one of those antennas up that high, you have to also envision to yourself when the wind comes along, you were talking about, which one of the people are going to be the flying meat, like in the machines, war machines, the Chevrolets,
yes.
Or what do you call it?
Trebuchets, yeah. One is going to be the benefactor of your comet antenna going through their window or through their roof?
Right.
I use telescoping math, so I don't do any climbing. I use a telescoping math. I'm petrified of heights.
Well, those are cool too. If you can afford the funds to do that with a motor and stuff, you can put it up and put it down in bad weather and for a little bit of work. Make sure if you have a ladder, you don't climb up on you work on your antenna while it's hot or working. And before you put it up 40 or more feet, you want to test it out on the ground, make sure you got it all tuned properly before you even put it all the way up.
And that's a key thing. That was you just actually segued what I want to talk about, John. Is the fact that everybody's going to need an SWR meter.
Right.
To make sure that you're not reflecting power back into the transmitter or the amplifier. You do that, you get too much coming back, you're going to blow your equipment up.
Yeah, you know, what we need to do is volunteer to loan these out to people so that they don't have to incur the cost, especially those people that are on nickel and dimes.
Yeah, you know, I bought one on eBay today for with shipping was $70. And it'll handle up to 300 watts.
Cool.
And it's a nice little broadband SWR meter that goes all the way out of one. No, it was I don't even remember the name of the brand of it, but it wasn't a Daiwa.
Okay.
Cheapest Daiwa I found was about $100.
I think I just bought a Daiwa on there for $40. So, well, as long as I wasn't bidding against you, that's all right.
Well, that's another
thing as patrons, we need to know when we're bidding so that the other people don't bid against us.
That's true.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. So, and me with auctions, I always lurk and wait till the last minute and I go in and snatch it.
Yeah,
that's what that he snipes all about.
Yeah,
I thought that was you sniping that thing from me.
Dude, I built my studio that way.
Well, my wife has complained about the high prices I've been paying. Now I'm finding out that you've been pushing my budget here.
Hey, you can blame it on me. My wife blames everything else on me, so why not?
Okay.
Well, there we go. That's going to be the most important thing. You know, when you get your stuff set up, like you said, test it on the ground before you get it in the air. Make sure everything is worked, it's secured well, and that you're not reflecting a lot of power back into the transmitter.
Hey, and call one of us guys so we can be on the phone to walk you through it.
Right.
Because last thing you want is a high SWR burn your equipment up.
Also, one of the hard parts is doing it by yourself, and you need to find a friend that can be across town or somewhere within your listening area, but that's further away, not next door. And ask them how are they coming in. You know, when you change something, is it fuzzy now? Is it less fuzzy? Is it over? Am I over modulating? And that kind of thing. So you can get the feel of what when you touch certain controls, you get an idea of what's happening at the other end. Because by yourself, sometimes even though you have great pieces of equipment that's supposed to filter this out and filter that out, sometimes you may be overdriving and not realizing, and the equipment's not as working as advertised. You know, a little bit propaganda in the advertising department. But
another little trick too is, you know, when you're setting this stuff and you're listening to it, take an old crappy radio. I've got a couple of terrible wind up radios that have just an awful speaker in them, and if it sounds good on that, it's going to sound good on everything.
Right.
And that's you know, when I've done things in the past, that's what I try to do, and that's how they used to record albums.
Do they even make a decent wind up radio, Mike?
If you want to pay money, they do, but the ones I don't like to pay money, so the ones I get I can hear it, it's audible, and that's all I care about.
I've never heard a good one.
Well, some of the radios that have they're supposed to be shortwave radios, some of them will have a nice bar. At CW Crane, they have a good bar magnet, not magnet, but antenna inside there, so they're geared towards better radio reception. So I agree with you, Mike. Take an old crappy radio, but also take a good radio that has a digital readout if you can afford that too, and go further out and make sure that you're not picking up on either side of the digital portion.
Yeah, the digital is the only way of going nowadays. I don't even know if you can find one of those old analog radios.
An estate sale or a garage sale is, you know, that's about the only place you can do it. But you're right. One thing cool to do too, not only are you testing the quality, but at the same time you're getting to enjoy what you've just completed, and that's getting in the car and driving around and checking the signal out. See how far out it goes to the north, to the south, east, and west, and that way you've got a good idea of what you're doing.
And if you get a directional antenna, you might want to think about even putting a rotor up so that you can fine tune it or change directions depending on, you know, maybe there's you're going towards a mass public or a mass city, and then there's a big event behind you at one time, maybe a boat show at the lake behind you. You may want to target to or something like that, some event. But if 99% of the time you want to be targeting one area, you wouldn't need the rotor except for, you know, special times when you want to change the directional Yagi antenna. That's another right. antenna to look at. It's Y-A-G-A, I believe.
Y-A-G-I.
O-G-I, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's about it for me. I can hang, or I can let somebody else in.
Well, sure. You're welcome. Welcome to hang with us if you like.
Will I be tying up the lines for other questions?
No. We have plenty. What, John? You know, we've heard a little bit of Mike's experience with things. What's your experience been with the micro that you're operating?
Well, I started out a tube set way back, and then as a kid, I built it. back in the Heathcat days and things like that, so a couple little jobs, and you had the Mr. Microphones and things like that. Then I got a Ramsey from a drugstore that they used to have a drive-up window, and then they totally wired it with an intercom instead of doing an FM radio kind of thing. And that was a Ramsey, I can't remember, 100 or something like that, so less than a watt. And then I went to a 1 watt and then to a 5 watt to a 40 watt. And I have workings in the makings for to 300 watt, and I'm going to not put 300 watts up. I'll probably back it down to 100 watts so I have a nice and cool transmitter, but I always have the ability to scale up. Because I don't want to, that's another thing. When you buy something like a transmitter or an amp, you may want to be best off running at half power so it lasts you, you know, a long, long time, then burning it at wide open. You know, a car will go, say, 120 miles an hour, but you don't want to do that all the time because you'll burn it out. The same way with transmitters, the more wattage, the hotter it's going to get, the more fans and things like that you'll have on it. So try the 50% rule or at least one-third. Run it at two-thirds and have one-third overhead, or I like just doing the 50% overhead. But antenna thing right now, is one of the other ways to get more information out of, more power out of your antennas, and they're talking about stacking, and I haven't got into that stacking where you take more than one antenna and you have to put it at a certain distance from the other one, and that messes with the thing called decibels or dB gain, which means it makes it seem like you're getting more, more signal out. So that might be a way to make the little micros if you're afraid to go over a watt or anything like that. You can mess around with multiple antennas, and there's some guidelines and stuff like that further on the web that you can educate yourself with. And it's a little bit too much right now for the beginners to even talk about that sort of thing. It's a little bit over my head anyway.
So yeah, there's a ton of antenna theory on the web. There's one particular antenna that I'm going to build that I want to try out, and it's going to cost about $30, a propane torch, and some solder, and basically a pipe cutter or a hacksaw.
We need some people to doing YouTube videos on how this is done.
Yeah,
that's
would
a good
be
idea.
Cool. Yeah. And, okay, we put you in charge of that, John.
Oh, no. Because I'm having a hard time. I would be a bad person to show how to solder because I end up with burnt fingers and solder all over the place, and my wife comes in and says, well, you just burned the linoleum floor with a solder. So I'm always in trouble. You'll hear a lot of screaming in the background. But that's the hardest part for me is the soldering through that little hole in those connectors to the center wire, getting that solder to the connectors. And I usually have fire and extinguishers nearby when I'm doing that. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. Those PL259s or whatever they are.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I always think there's some kind of trick to doing it. That must be the clamp-on. See, that's another way. You solder the stuff or you clamp it, and I don't feel secure with clamp-on things, especially when it's way up on the tower.
Yeah, most certainly. There's a type of screw that you can use that kind of operates kind of like with pressure. You can roll it up in there, and there's kind of a backing on it. It's kind of like a triangle, and it'll fit around stuff, and you can dial it down. My air conditioner's got them. It holds the wires in from the to go into the compressor, and nice dandy little things. You just pull them off, and in fact, I may need to go hit Dad up for a few of those. He's got them laying around. So, well, let's grab a call here quickly, guys. Rick in Nevada, you're on the Midnight Rider. Welcome to the program.
How's it going, Mike?
It's going great. How you doing?
Good. I don't know if you're aware, but dxtuners.com is back up and allowing folks to log in and use the remote tuners.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. For instance, I can log in here from Reno, Nevada to one of the tuners in Sweden, and I can eavesdrop on Germany and Turkey and all kinds of neat stuff.
Very cool.
DXTuners.com.
DXTuners.com. So for anybody who's a DXer.
Yeah. It's great stuff, man. And they got tuners in Australia. They got them really all over the planet. And I kind of like to tune into San Antonio and eavesdrop on you FM microcasters.
Cool.
That's a lot of fun.
Heck of a deal. So if you're in an area and you don't get it, I mean, There you go. And I even found today, somebody was talking about today, guys, for receiving this stuff. The Linksys sells a wireless music kit. And what it does, basically, I guess you have a device that you take out with you wherever you're at in the house. And even though you may be streaming it on the internet or somewhere, you know, or whatever you're doing, you can take this and use it. So that might be cool for somebody who's sitting in an area without a micro.
You know what else is cool? You can, for about $60, you can go to ccrane.com.
Uh-huh.
And, by the way, there's nothing in it for me here. But ccrane.com, they have an FM transmitter. And what you can do with this thing is you can plug it into your microphone, and you can transmit using this thing. And if you tell everybody to come to your demonstration, bring in their radio, you will be able to magnify or amplify your sound tremendously, because as many folks that have radios, you're going to have all of that volume that you can broadcast from.
Hey, Rick, I appreciate the call. Got to run to a break. And that's exactly what we're doing with micros, only we're doing it with a lot more power. Back in just a minute. This is the Midnight Rider.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
This will be an uncertain time for us, my love. I can hear the echo of your voice in my head, singing my love.
we go. There we go. There we are. All right. Final few minutes here on this program tonight. Real quick, guys, take maybe a minute, minute and a half each, and what the most important things that you think, you know, and even in the reasons why, you know, somebody should put one of these up. John, let's start with you real quick. What are your thoughts there? Mike, are you there?
Oh, I'm here. Okay. You did say John, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, Rick dropped. Is John still there, Manny?
Okay. I'm here. John's here.
Yeah, John, did you hear my question?
No, I didn't get your question.
Okay, Mike, why don't you go ahead and start there, and we'll let John wrap us up.
Well, I think one one of the reasons that I put this station up here back in 2000 was I got tired of sitting behind a computer, and I didn't like the reception with shortwave radio. I was very confined, and it was being a very active person. Out moving around in the yard and the community, I like to be able to listen to Patriot Radio, and that was before, you know, the AM, FM, and dash shortwaves came along, and really your only option was to sit behind a computer or listen to a shortwave, and this certainly clears that problem up.
Yeah, most definitely. John, are you, most important things that you'd like to stress, you know, to people, 90 seconds, and even your reasons why you put one up.
Well, I did the same way. I got tired of sitting behind a computer. Go around to your neighborhood, leaflet them. Actually, if you want to get friends fast, you tell them you would like to announce their birthdays, their events, play some music for their loved one on a special time or something like that, and you can interface that in. Become a community radio station with real truths, news, and facts, and educate your neighbors, because an educated neighbor is the best thing you can have in these days. And that's it for me.
Yeah, most definitely. Mike, give everybody your phone number again so they can get in contact with you.
Home phone number, 830-997-0339. If you want to look at FM equipment, I've a few quick websites, PCS-electronics.com, progressive-concepts.com, and for information about micros, themicroeffect.com.
Yeah, always good websites to go to. They'll certainly give you an idea of the equipment involved, which is, you know, and again, this goes back to research. Get as much information as you possibly can. I think that's a key thing. John in New York, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you, guys.
I appreciate you coming on as always. And Mike, once again, thanks. And, you know, folks, give him a call tomorrow. If you've got questions, Mike's there to answer them. And, or you can even email me at mike@midnightridershow.com. I'll answer the questions like what I can. But Mike knows the nuts and bolts of this stuff as far as getting these up. And so you'd be definitely want to get him on. Mike, thanks again. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. Great show.
Thanks. Hey, folks, find somebody you love and tell them that you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a great night, and we'll see you tomorrow night.